You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We'll cross over to San Francisco for our next story, which is about a different kind of new development. On Thursday, the City and County's Planning Commission unanimously approved a proposal to designate a parking lot near Balboa Park BART station for long-term parking and overnight camping in vehicles. This approach has already been tried in Oakland, Palo Alto, and San Jose, but it's a novel move for San Francisco. KALW's Taylor Caldwell dropped by the location to see what it looks and feels like.
I am standing at the corner of Geneva Avenue and San Jose Avenue in the parking lot that is going to be used for overnight camping and parking. Across the street from me is the Balboa Park BART station. To the right is a muni stop and a bus stop. Across the street is a cafe and grill. And then behind me are lots of homes and the freeway. So it is a fairly busy intersection. It's very loud. The parking lot itself is a narrow lot that opens up at Niagara and Geneva. It's surrounded by 12-foot fencing, and it has about 33 spaces in it.
The proposal to allow people to stay for up to 90 days still needs to be heard by the full Board of Supervisors, and they'll have to consider the details. Laura Waxman has been covering this issue for the San Francisco Examiner. I spoke with her earlier today. Laura, we just heard what the site looks like. What exactly is proposed for this location?
Hi, yes. So this is a novel proposal for the city, and it is currently, the site that we're talking about is along San Jose and Geneva, and it's currently a parking lot for used by muni operators. What the city is proposing there are 33 parking spots. About 30 of those would be for people who are considered homeless, who are currently living in large vehicles, RVs, and passenger cars. And three of those spots would be for, you know, the staff that kind of mans the site and makes sure that everything's okay and does security there. They're also proposing shower facilities and places where people can rest and connect to services. It's case management on site.
So with that much limited space, it seems like they couldn't do that many services. It's not like a navigation center quite.
It's not like a navigation center, no. I think the point of this is to get people into navigation centers. You know, that's Jeff Kaczynski, who's the director of the Department of Homelessness, was saying that his vision for this lot would be people come in, they get their cars checked out, they get some of the services that they need, they have a place to rest that's safe, but the bigger picture is to connect people to services and have them eventually possibly even give up their RVs.
So in this RV lot, would there be hookups for power and water the way that other RV spaces do?
Yeah, so there's Wi-Fi access. There are showers that they will be bringing there on site. Restrooms, exactly. They were talking about having food there as well in kitchens, but that seems no longer part of the proposal.
Would they have sewage pumping systems for the RVs?
Yes, exactly. And also, you know, I think as far as I understood, they're also having people can get their RVs maintained, maintenance services on site. Because a lot of people, you know, sometimes they get stuck because their cars break down and they don't have the money to fix them.
Would people have to pay to park in this lot?
No, it's referral-based. So there's no payments. You know, if you're eligible for it, then you have a 90-day spot, and I believe there's also an option to renew that time frame so you can stay there longer.
And who would be eligible for it?
So what I understand is that these are people who are currently living in RVs. Priority is being given to families. That seems to have been kind of a big push from the department, that they want to get people who have children out of RVs and into shelters. And there's a lot of space. This is what I heard from Jeff Kaczynski. There's a lot of space right now in the family shelter system, so that's really a focus. Also, people who are disabled, who have been chronically homeless on the street for long periods of time and living in RVs. Those are the people that they're giving priority to.
How do people prove that?
That's a good question. I'm assuming that, you know, there has been an RV resolution team that's been working for, I think, a year now or a little bit less. I'm sure that some of these people are already connected to services. There are hot teams that go out and actually visit RVs and check on people. So I'm sure they have their methods. I'm not quite sure how they are vetting people.
Mm-hmm. The hot teams, those homeless outreach teams.
Exactly.
So the full Board of Supervisors approved this conceptually back in April. What kind of discussions and debate have you heard about the idea now that it's approaching reality?
There seems to be a lot of buy-in from the city. It seems like almost everyone's on board from what I've heard. The Planning Commission approved it unanimously on Thursday, as you know. Acha Safai, District 11 Supervisor, and Valley Brown are behind this. Supervisor Ronan from the Mission District had already proposed a navigation center for RV dwellers a while back, and she kind of suspended that proposal to make way for this. for this initiative, which has a mayor's backing. So there seems to be a lot of buy-in from City Hall. As far as the neighbors go, there were some concerns. There have been several community meetings leading up to Thursday's Planning Commission hearing. And I went to a few of those, and some of the neighbors still had concerns about safety, which is pretty typical, I would say, for most shelters or services opening up in a neighborhood. But the department is guaranteeing that there will be security on site 24/7 and that this would actually enliven this parking lot that is now empty at night.
Have you seen those concerns borne out by an increased volume of people who don't have homes in different neighborhoods, whether it's the Mission or elsewhere?
Well, that's interesting because I lived in the Mission District for a long time. I'm in Potrero now, but I have covered when Supervisor Hillary Ronan was really behind the effort to open navigation centers in her district. And I covered the opening of several of those. And even now when I walk by and they're still operating, I think that the areas around them are a lot cleaner and safer, just from my perspective as somebody who walks by, because, you know, there's effort there and there's people who are looking out and who are making sure that, you know, there's no loitering in front of these centers because there's so much political pressure and pressure from neighbors. Mm-hmm. So I do think that these actually, in some sense, at least address some of the quality of life issues that residents are worried about. As far as crime, statistically speaking, from the department and from the police department, we've heard that crime actually stays the same or drops a little bit around navigation centers. You know, personally, I can't speak to that, but that's what we're being told.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that this neighborhood has one of the lower homelessness rates in the city. Why'd they choose this parking lot?
Well, first of all, this is an interim use of the site. So this parking lot is slated for housing. It's going to be 100% affordable housing. They're breaking ground within 2 years. So this is seems to be a good interim use of this site specifically. Also, you know, there was some talk about it being close to public transportation and just kind of away from a lot of the residential pockets in that district. But for me, I think that the biggest thing is that they want this to be an interim use. It's temporary. It's not going up forever. It's an experiment, in a sense.
And do you know if there are plans to create more overnight parking areas in San Francisco?
Yeah, definitely. So I know that the Planning Commission, even, I was covering that hearing, and one of the commissioners was saying, we need more of this. I know that Valley Brown has said that she would like to have at least a second site somewhere. I don't know if that's in her district or in D11. But yeah, there's definitely talk of opening more of these if this is successful.
Mm-hmm. So what's next immediately?
So the next thing is this would move to the Board of Supervisors. I think it goes to land use first and then to the full board. If it's approved, which, you know, it looks like there's a lot of buy-in, if it's approved, then this could open up in November.
That's Laura Waxman. She writes for the San Francisco Examiner. Find links to her work and more on this story at kalw.org.